Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth bringing you another program of the Christian Voters and Buyers League. The subject of today's broadcast, kosher foods and the daily tax you pay to Jews as penalty for being Christian, or rather the daily tax tribute you pay to your masters in this world, the rabbis of Israel. We want to tell you about the dirtiest blackmail ever imposed on the Christian race by those eternal tormentors of humanity known as Jews. Did you do any shopping today? If you spent any of the family's hard-earned money for groceries, meat, or drink, then you paid exactly what you should have paid, your tithe or assessment to the Jewish synagogues whose slave you are, according to every Jew. Are you familiar with the Jewish kosher markings printed on the bottles and cartons of most of the food you buy? The two most important marks are the letter K for kosher and the letter U with a circle around it. The letter U stands for the Union of Orthodox Jewish Congregations and Rabbis. Since you are paying through the nose for this theft out of your weekly income, it is high time you understood how the money is lifted from your pocket. But we ask you, why should an American citizen have to pay tribute to this worldwide Jewish mafia? It all centers around the word kosher, or the Jewish method of preparing food. And it is in the inspection of this kosher food by rabbis that we find the blackjack weapon used to fleece us out of hundreds of millions every year. Renegade Christian producers are coerced to pay this blackmail to get their goods sold in Jewish chain stores. The cost per unit of getting kosher approval is all passed on to you, the consumer. Completely phony and foreign waste matter is often added to the genuine article to gain this kosher approval as laid down in some centuries-old custom of a pre-refrigerated era. Long ago useless, it is the excuse today for collecting tribute from Gentile goyim, or slave cattle, for that is what every Jew calls you who worship Christ, a goy, meaning slave cattle. Every Jew is taught from infancy that, in the Talmud that it is the tribute from a goy, and is a sacred right of every Jew, since all Gentiles, like cattle, belong to Jews. Now, we are not here for the purpose of making slanderous remarks. We read the exact words from this Talmud, the dirtiest book of filth ever written by the hand of man. Why shouldn't the American people know the truth? The Christian Voters and Buyers League now exposes this whole theft and extortion. We're going to show these Jews that the white Christian is the master in America and not they. Our Christian buyers' protest and refusal to buy these Jewish products will drive these leeches out of business in every phase of our economy. We will also refuse to purchase any Christian-made product whose owners pay this blackmail as a penalty for being a follower of Jesus Christ. Let us first tell you the story about Jewish kosher meats. We would offer no protest if these kosher meats were restricted in sale to Jews only, 5% of the population. But they are cunningly sold to Christians so that 95% of the people are paying tribute to these 5% bloodsuckers. The difference between kosher meat and Christian is the manner of killing the animal. Humane Christian slaughterhouses long ago found out that the quickest way to relieve pain in killing is to stun the animal unconscious with a blank cartridge and a plunger, causing a concussion pressure on the brain. The unconscious animal is then killed and butchered. That is the approved U.S. government regulations for slaughtering. But the Jew doesn't obey U.S. government law in this or in anything else. He has a special law unto himself. The Jewish fashion is to slit the throat of a squealing animal and let it slowly bleed to death under a slow torture that can last up to a quarter of an hour. Every meat packer must employ these bloodthirsty rabbis and pay them as much as $25 a head to slit the throats of cattle. And that is added to the cost of the meat you buy. When the refrigerated motor truck leaves the stockyards, the dressed meat is blessed by another rabbi and sprinkled with water, generally from a hose. The doors are then sealed and the driver is given a permit good for 72 hours after he has paid for the blessing. There is no set fee for that tax. It runs from $25 per van load to $100. And if an act of God causes delay, like a blizzard or a flood, the meat will be accepted under certain conditions. If delay beyond the 72 hours is caused by an act of man, like a motor breakdown or an accident, then the shipper loses the cost of the whole cargo plus the shipping charges, unless, and get this point, unless the driver, if he isn't killed, leaves the turnpike, drives as much as 50 miles to get another rabbi to re-bless that meat and give another permit for another 72 hours. This often occurs in the middle of the night, and you can bet that that tax is of the $100 variety. That, too, is added to the cost of kosher meat. The Christian Voters and Buyers League has documented proof and photostats of these rabbi permits. There have been as many as 3 different payments to 3 different rabbis in 3 different towns on the same shipment of meat. If the meat is shipped by railroad freight, there's a universal railroad charge of $17 a car for switching charges at points of inspection, in addition to the rabbi payments. Most responsible employees of Christian trucking firms have shown that this series of blackmail payments has raised the price of meat 7 cents a pound by the time it reaches your table. On meat selling for $1 a pound, that is a 7% tax. When you sit down to your next family steak or roast beef, just remember that 35 cents or so is what you kicked in to the kings of Judaism. And for a fraction of that amount, our forefathers kicked out King George III on a one-way ticket in the Revolutionary War. Now do you see why you should never buy a single pound of Jewish kosher meat? Christian beef from the same herd of cattle can be bought cheaper and from a Christian. Don't you also see that the 72-hour racket has nothing to do with the freshness or sanitation of the meat? For when it arrives, the butcher can keep it until he sells it. That 72 hours is only an excuse to hijack the public 1, 2, or 3 different times. Forgive us for saying this, but any Christian who does buy kosher meat needs to have his head examined. Now let us consider the matter of coffee. Will somebody please tell us what makes a coffee bean kosher? Just try and find a brand of nationally advertised coffee in your pantry that isn't marked kosher with the letter K or U on the label. Maxwell House coffee is made by General Foods, and a high percentage of all their products are kosher, including all of the Post Toasties brand of cereals and all of the Bird's Eye brand of frozen foods and the Kraft cheese products. Avoid them like the plague, and avoid all General Foods products. There are many equally good or better brands to buy. Kellogg's cereals are not kosher, they are Christian. The kosher mark is also on the products of Standard Brands Incorporated, including Chase and Sanborn coffee and the Jewish Fleischmann Yeast Division products. Borden's coffee is also kosher, and you won't be needing any of that either. Here is a chance to buy many Christian-made brands of local or sectional products. Many of the non-kosher southern brands of coffee, tea, and frozen foods are splendid. Buy them. From now on, we patronize Christians. What also makes a tea leaf or a tea bag kosher? The box containing Tetley's tea is marked with a bold K in letters 3/8 of an inch high. Lipton's tea is not kosher. There is your answer as to which to buy. But here's a hot one. What in the name of common sense makes a peanut kosher? We can tell you right now to skip Skippy peanut butter when you move down the aisles in the store, and to move in a jiffy when you come to Jif peanut butter. They both reek with that vermin kosher marking. In the matter of so-called shortenings, omit both Spry and Crisco. They're Jew kosher like nearly all of the vegetable oils. Get a good old-fashioned lard. It won't make you any fatter than vegetable oils, but if you're afraid of putting on a few pounds on the hips, then cook in a good olive oil. It gives food a wonderful taste, and nothing is easier on those with heart trouble. Honest doctors readily admit that the amount of fat taken into the body has nothing to do with the fat or cholesterol in the blood. But the Jew advertisers who won't eat hog fat try to tell you different. Take notice that H.J. Heinz & Company advertises Heinz's baked beans, which is kosher, in contrast to Campbell's pork and beans, which is Christian. Heaven only knows what kind of a hunk of fat that is in Heinz's baked beans. It could be anything from a chunk of Jewish roast goose to a slab of gefilte fish or pastrami. But there's one thing we do know. It is not a hunk of delicious pork taken from a pig that had a happy youth and came from a very fine non-kosher family. Let us look for a minute at these washing concoctions called detergents. Ajax, Fab, Vel, Cheer, Comet, and a dozen others. With about two exceptions, like Ivory Flakes, they're all kosher. And that's because Mrs. Abram or Mrs. Ginsburg won't allow any hog fat from which soap is made to touch her dishes. As a result, the whole American people have to pay blackmail and suffer for the benefit of the 5% Jews in the country. A good 7-cent bar of soap made from good old hog fat will outlast 3 boxes of this 29-cent stuff they're selling, and it'll do a better job of washing. What suckers we've been and how expensive it is. Use a soap bead in your washer, or get a good liquid non-kosher soap. You'll save a barrel of money in a year's time, enough to pay for the washer. And don't let this fact deceive you. In most of the Jewish chain stores, you'll notice that the non-kosher Christian items are often priced much higher than the kosher items. Those non-kosher items are purposely priced higher to keep you from buying them. It's an old Jewish trick. Mostly the Jew stores bought them cheaper than the Jewish items, but they don't want you to get into the habit of buying them at any price. Do you see now how you've been fleeced by these people? Do you see now how they tax you in their hatred of Christianity? Need we ask any further pledge that you'll never again go into a Jew store and buy a single Jewish-made product? The Christian Voters and Buyers League will starve them out of this country. If you'll join us, we're going to place in your hands a complete and certified list added to every month of every household product that is kosher, whether it is Jew-made or Christian-made, that you may strike it from your list forever of your daily food purchases. These lists will also name the similar products which are Christian-made and recommended for you to buy, provided you buy them in Christian stores. Our tithes and our contributions are reserved solely for Christian churches and not to any heathen church of non-Christians. The list will also tell you which of the chain stores are Jewish-owned and which are Christian. A separate list will also contain the products manufactured by companies which have established multi-million-dollar tax-free foundations like Ford and Rockefeller. Christian Americans must literally wipe these products out of existence, for this legally stolen money from our government is being used to debauch and brainwork our youth in the schools and colleges to train them for communism, socialism, and one-world government, and to promote race hatred and forced integration here, just like is being done in Congo, Africa, with the same international Jewish money. No member of the Christian Voters and Buyers League will ever again purchase any Ford Motor Company product, be it a Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury car, new or used, a tractor, a spark plug, or a Philco radio, television, or refrigerator which the Ford Motor Company recently purchased. The same goes for the Rockefeller Foundations. Mr. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company and Esso products had better fold up, for they're all through selling one dime's worth of gasoline and hundreds of other products to the Christian white man. The Christian Voters and Buyers League is going to save this nation and restore every office of political power to the white Christian man and woman who founded this country and who is going to take it back again from niggers and Jews and renegade traitors. These Christian Voters and Buyers League recordings are now ready for sale. They cost $3 each and will be released every 2 weeks. You should hear the one on mental health, the Jewish hypodermic program for throwing Christians into the nut factory without a trial by jury. The shopper's lists are 35 cents per issue and will come in the form of perforated 8.5 by 11 sheets that will fit in any standard 3-ring loose-leaf notebook. For an added $1, we'll furnish the notebook with your first order, bearing the names of the Christian Voters and Buyers Leagues and our aims and our goals. It only costs $5 a year to join the Christian Voters and Buyers League. We want you to spend your money buying the material and information, the buyer's list to help you at the store, and the records to play for friends and neighbors on your long-playing phonograph. Address the Christian Voters and Buyers League at Box 58 in Decatur, Georgia. Here's an interesting little story we forgot to mention in connection with the products of General Foods. A white man who works for that company in Atlanta told us the story in confidence. About every 3 months, Rabbi Charloff comes down to Atlanta from New York to inspect the plants of General Foods here. And while here, he also visits the Kraft Foods division to inspect their products also. It's just an accident, but Rabbi Charloff usually brings Mrs. Rabbi Charloff along just for the trip. General Foods pays their plane fare both ways between New York and Atlanta. General Foods also sends samples of every batch of their products to this Jewish rabbi in New York City. And while the executive couldn't vouch for it, who do you think picks up the tab at the hotel of this rabbi? And the entertainment for him and his wife? You have three guesses. But the big payment of so much per unit for kosher endorsement takes place in New York. Rabbi Charloff's trips here to Atlanta are nothing more than a vacation, so to speak. Christian voters and buyers of food, remember these things if you're ever tempted to follow the convenient, easy way of shopping in a Jewish store. Play this recording and let it remind you of how evil is this whole vile race of humanity. American Jewism is world Jewism, and it is more closely banded together than the Negroes. The Jews own, finance, and control the NAACP with a Jew president, Spingarn, and 38 Jewish vice presidents. They give Martin Luther King the orders for every move he makes. The Jews, headed by Felix Frankfurter and the American Jewish Congress and the Anti-Defamation League, are behind every move of forced integration in our schools. The Jews removed all Christian prayer from our public schools and every celebration of Christmas and Easter to rob our children of their most priceless possession, our Christian faith. The Jews stole our atomic secrets and gave them to Russia as a threat to our safety and to keep us spending in the billions while they reap so many in doing so. The Jews alone write, publish, distribute, and sell 98% of all the sex, filth books and pornographic pictures to destroy the morals and purity of our Christian loved ones in schools. Jews alone desecrated the graves of our heroic Christian dead who died for the United States by removing all crosses from their graves in U.S. military cemeteries around the world. The Jews alone own all three television networks to pour communism, race hatred, one-world government, sex smut, killings, and drunkenness into our living rooms every hour of every day. The Jews alone schemed up the graduated income tax by which every American is robbed of the fruits of his labor to the gain of this evil vermin race of bloodsuckers. We defy them. Let them dare to disprove one fact we have stated here. The Christian Voters and Buyers League has sworn to starve them out of their wealth and power. Some Jew once boasted, "Oh, how beautiful are thy tents, O Israel." The Christian Voters and Buyers League replies, "How stinking are thy stores and counting houses, O Israel, even with wall-to-wall carpet." Until next week's recording reaches you, this is Wally Butterworth saying, come on, white man, we're taking back our country from Negroes and Jewish communists. Goodbye, all.